Right, let's do Badly Bleeps TV. What we do is we get a selection of our favourite TV and radio shows and we bleep out some words. That's all it is, a missing words game. Just tell me what the words are. Play along at home on 81199. Now, the first one is, you know Natalie Jameson off the Entertainment News?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, she was doing the Odd Box while Dom was away with Chris Moyles in LA.
Okay.
It's this thing on Radio 1 Online where they just showcase really weird videos that you can look up on the internet, okay? But what is the missing word that Natalie is saying here on Badly Bleeped TV?
A Japanese researcher has worked out how to get a whale to talk. The vocabulary is a bit limited, but amazingly, Nak the beluga whale can say f*** it, f*** and goggles.
Well, there's two there for you to identify.
Can I hear that again? Because I didn't get the middle one.
All right.
Nak the beluga whale can say f*** it, f*** and goggles.
What are the words?
Oh dear. Would you want to go first?
Yeah.
Bucket. Yeah, I do.
Well,
I only have two
guesses, and if I don't say them first, you'll say them. Bucket and fire.
Bucket and fire, says Becky. What are you saying?
Well, can I say
it once more?
Yeah, go on then.
Nak the beluga whale can say bucket, and goggles.
What do you think?
Can I say bucket as well? Because there really is nothing else that I can think of, with the exception of bucket.
All right.
I could change it, I suppose. Phuket's a tourist resort, isn't it, in Thailand? I'll go for Phuket.
It's a
well-travelled whale, so you can say Phuket and flipper.
Phuket and flipper?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Nak the beluga whale can say bucket, flipper and goggles.
Oh!
There you go.
If we'd worked together on that one, we would have got it.
Yeah.
We would, yeah.
Yeah, you should have worked together. Very good. Okay, let's move on. Now, this is you, Becky, on this show.
What?
Next on Badly Bleeped TV. You'd probably be able to remember what you said.
OMG.
Which puts you at a bit of a disadvantage. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the missing word?
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Hey?
He's f***ing at me now.
Well, you must know what you said.
And again.
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Hey?
He's f***ing at me now.
Becky?
I don't remember what the parrot was doing. I think it was winking.
You must remember, surely.
I think it was winking. Winking. He's winking at me. Yeah, he's winking at me, yeah.
You're not going to forget a winking parrot, are you? Walking.
Walking at me?
Yeah, well, I just think she's grammatically incorrect. Yeah.
Let's find out.
Someone's worked out how to turn the parrot on.
Hey?
He's winking at me now.
Yay! Well done, Becky.
Couldn't say anything else, could I, really?
Not really. Very good. Who's in the lead now?
She is.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Now, we turn our attentions to Panorama. Now, this is the first time you've heard Badly Bleeped TV, you're not allowed to play this one because this is for experienced Badly Bleeped TVers only.
Right, okay. That's not me or Chappers.
You have to be playing this for a while think about doing this one, okay? Three different words I'm looking for here. Three different missing words from the BBC's Panorama.
So into and f***ing are the tentacles.
It's quick.
Oh, my God, that's probably the most difficult one ever. Go on, and again.
So into and f***ing are the tentacles.
This is above my level,
This could be anything.
It's a hard one.
Right, interconnecting and...
I'll play it to you once more.
So into and f***ing are the tentacles.
And flicking are the technicals. Tentacles. Was it a Panorama special on octopus?
What are you saying?
Intricate and firing tentacles.
Okay. Let's find out.
So interconnected and far-reaching are the tentacles of global finance.
Ah. Oh, okay.
I've never heard about the tentacles of global finance. It's like octopuses and money mixed together.
Right, I'm completely lost as to who's in the lead.
I don't think either of us got all three there, so I don't think you can give a point to anybody.
No. All right, cool. Let's move on. Now, we're going
to... Sorry, somebody just texted in their idea for that last one, which it wasn't.
We're going to go to Radio 4 now, and Book at Bedtime, okay? But what is the missing word here?
These two were displaying their huge w**ks. Well over a metre. These two were displaying their huge w**ks. Well over a metre.
Becky.
Whips. I can't think of anything Chappers. Else. I had to say it before Chappers did.
Walls.
Let's find out.
These two were displaying their huge wingspan.
Wow, wow. They are big, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well over a metre. Back to the same play. What's the missing word?
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, f***ing hard.
Oh.
Working.
Working hard. You can hear it once more if you want.
No, please, I'm going to go working.
I'll have it once more.
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, f***ing hard.
Can you walk hard? Walking hard.
Walking hard? Chappers?
Yeah. Working.
I leaned my head against the cool stones of the wall, thinking hard. Oh.
Thinking hard.
Thinking hard.
Okay, back to the same play. What's the word here, please?
Finally, it stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
This is possibly the hardest one ever.
It's just a missing words game, that's all it is.
I know it's a... what else is it? It's just very difficult, isn't
Finally,
it
stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
Frowned.
Found.
Frowned.
Frowned.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you frown with your fingers?
I don't know, she might be frowning and have stiffened fingers. Separate.
Can I hear it one more whilst I just try and come up with something?
All right.
Finally, it stood showing nicely as I f***ed with stiffened fingers.
Fidgeted.
Fidgeted. Okay, let's find out.
It stood showing nicely as I fumbled with stiffened fingers.
Fumbled. See? That was close, though.
Yeah.
Should get a half a fidget.
No. It's not the same. Okay, we're still on Book at Bedtime, which is amazing, by the way.
It's really difficult because I have the text screen in front of me and Becky hasn't today. And I have the text screen in front of me and they're giving me lots of suggestions and it's just putting me off.
Okay, next.
And I could see the busy movements of its the inward turned We were joined together just for a moment.
That's quite difficult.
That is difficult, I need that again.
And I could see the busy movements of its the inward turned We were joined together just for a moment.
I need to hurry you for an answer.
I don't know what the first one is. The second one is... I don't know.
Pass.
That's too hard.
You're passing?
I think the second one's cork.
Okay.
I'm going to pass cork. The first one.
Let's
well, at least I guessed.
And I could see the busy movements of its beak, the inward turned concentration of its eye.
Oh,
we were joined together. Just for a moment.
That bleep was never as long as concentration.
Beak and concentration were the answers you were looking for there. It is difficult this week, I have to say. Next!
I turned to look at the source of the disturbance, hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog, someone I could ignore.
Jogger.
A jogger.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Digger.
I turned to look at the source of the disturbance, hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog. Someone I could ignore.
Okay, let's find out.
Hoping it was someone just passing through. A dog walker. Someone I could ignore.
Oh, dog walker. So easy when you hear it, isn't it? Okay, one more for you on Badly Bleep TV. Two words for you here to identify. Just tell me what they are. We're back to the play again on Radio 4.
Anything interesting? He asked. Wit.
Can I have it one more time?
Anything interesting? He asked. Wit. Bugged.
Chappers.
Found it bugged.
Found it bugged.
Pass.
You're passing again?
Yeah. Anything interesting? He asked. Wit. Bugged.
At least have a guess. No?
No, sorry.
Okay, here's the answer.
Anything interesting? He asked. Godwit. Bar-tailed.
Oh,
God damn, bar-tailed?
See, that's where I passed.
Are you telling me that hasn't been hard this week?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's
extreme. I did say it was hard.
Honestly.
But you were getting too good at it, so I just thought we needed to throw, a few godwits in there.
It's just made us look stupid this week. The Chris Boyle Show on